An Israeli court has sentenced 15-year-old Palestinian-American teenager Tarek Abu Khader to 9 days of house arrest. He was filmed being brutally beaten by Israeli forces in East Jerusalem al-Quds over the death of his cousin, Mohammed. Israeli forces claim Tarek resisted his arrest, attacked officers, and was carrying a slingshot to hurl stones. His family has rejected the allegations. They say Tarek was arrested by police and held before he was released to Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem al-Quds to seek medical treatment.
Only then his family was able to see their loved one, and they took these pictures, revealing his severe injuries.
He was with his friends when they first attacked him with gas bombs. As he turned back, he was caught by the police, who beat him, as you can see in the video. The Israeli hospital said there is nothing broken, but I don't believe them, as they beat him so hard. They asked me to go to the bathroom with him because he was bleeding heavily. He is in a bad state. The court is now accusing him of stone throwing, but they have just accused him, certainly not when he was arrested.
Tarek is an American citizen from Florida. He visits his family on a yearly basis for holidays. Tarek's mother said she's in a complete state of shock.
My son was with his cousins and there were gas bombs in the area. There were secret forces who came from far away and they beat him so brutally, punching and kicking him as you saw in the video. Until now, I can't watch the video. I want to make sure he's okay. They claim he's fine, but I don't believe them.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki released a statement confirming that Tarek Khader is an American citizen being held by Israeli authorities. She said Washington strongly condemns any excessive use of force and calls for a speedy, transparent, and credible investigation into the matter.
The Israeli police claim that the video is edited and biased and didn't show the real situation on the ground. However, since this time, new angles of the footage has emerged. That and the dried bloodstains on the ground show the brutal beating by the Israeli police of Tarek. Nell Burton for Press TV, Occupied Jerusalem Al-Quds.